إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون, in the winter time, there is a great opportunity for a believer to increase in faith and to strive to obtain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to seek His pleasure. And that is because from the greatest means to obtain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to seek His pleasure is to establish the obligatory actions in a manner prescribed, and then after that to strive against one's soul to increase in addition. And after that, to strive against one's soul to increase in the non-obligatory actions. And from the best and most virtuous non-obligatory actions, the night prayer, standing in the night prayer, reading the book of Allah, and likewise fasting in the daytime. Fasting in the daytime and checking the soul, checking the desires, seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the winter time, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, the night times there are long. So it's very easy for a believer who is sincere and makes effort to strive against his soul to stand in the night prayer. The nights are long. A believer, he is able to take his rest a portion of the night and likewise to stand another portion. This is from the beauty about Islam and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has placed opportunities throughout the season to draw near to Him. And from that is the winter time. And likewise, in the daytime as well, the days they are short and the weather is nice and it's cold and it's easy for a person to fast. So this is a great opportunity in these days to strive to establish the religion, to establish the deen, to establish the obligations in one's life, and likewise to increase in drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the non-obligatory actions, specifically in the night prayer established in the witr in one's life, and likewise fasting in the daytime according to one's ability, from the greatest and most noble traits of the righteous, and from the most distinguishing characteristics of the people of the Quran is that they stand in the night prayer, reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humbly, begging Him for forgiveness and hoping for His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing and likewise in ruku' and sujood, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their state of being, and likewise calling on Allah and hoping for the blessing of this life and the hereafter, standing in the night prayer. It has been connected by Abu Dawood wa Ashab al-Sunan from the Hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Ahl al-Qur'an awtiru fa inna Allaha witrun yuhibbul witr. Ya Ahl al-Qur'an awtiru, O people of the Qur'an, pray the witr prayer. O people of Qur'an, pray the witr prayer. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وِتْرٌ يُحِبُّ الْوِتْرِ. Because indeed Allah, He is witr, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, He is one. And there is nothing like Him, nor resembling Him subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever. He is one. There is nothing comparable to Him in any aspect subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُحِبُّ الْوِتْرِ. And He loves the witr. He loves the witr prayer, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for this reason he has legislated it. And likewise, he loves those who establish it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for this reason, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was to establish the witr prayer in every situation, in every circumstance, and he would never leave it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether if he was a resident or even while he's traveling, it's from those non-obligatory actions that he persistently and consistently would perform. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's from the best traits of the believers to stand in the night prayer. From the greatest means to enter paradise. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسِ نِيَامٍ. And pray in the night time while the people are sleeping. From the means of obtaining the love of Allah and the mercy of Allah and to enter paradise and to be distinguished in one's faith and to truly carry the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla and uphold its rights is to establish the night prayer in one's life. Is to establish the night prayer in one's life. And it has been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked about the night prayer, meaning he was asked about the time. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awtiru qabla as-subh. You must pray the witr prayer before the coming of the morning, meaning before the rising of the fajr and the coming of the time for the adhan of the morning prayer. So therefore, it is clear, the people of knowledge, they have clarified that the time for the witr prayer is after praying the Isha prayer, and it continues. The opportunity continues until the rising of the fajr, meaning until the time for the permissibility of praying the fajr prayer. So this is a great benefit, likewise, and an opportunity, and from the mercy of Allah, and the ease in the religion, and the beauty of Islam, that as soon as one prays the Isha prayer, from that period all the way until the coming of the fajr, it's allowed for him any time to make the witr prayer, to stand in the night prayer. And he'll be considered from those establishing that, whether in the beginning of the night, or in the middle of the night, or in the end of the night. All of it is good, alhamdulillah. And likewise, even for those who are traveling, if they had combined the Maghrib prayer with the Isha prayer in the time of Maghrib, since they have prayed the Isha prayer in its legislative time and legislative manner, likewise, it's allowed for them after this to pray the witr prayer at this time. So the time for the witr prayer begins after one prays the Isha prayer in its proper time. That is legislated, and it continues until the rising of the fajr. Until the rising of the fajr. So this is a great window and opportunity, especially in the winter time. The opportunity is long to take one's rest in the beginning of the night and stand in the end of the night, or to pray in the beginning of the night. It is good. And from the means to draw near to Allah Azza wa Jalla and to obtain His love. It has been collected by Al-Imam Muslim from the Hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ خَشْيَ أَلَّا يَقُومَ أَخِرَ اللَّيْلِ فَلْيُوتِرْ أَوَّلَهُ. That whoever of you is afraid he will not be able to stand in the end of the night, then let him make witr in the beginning of the night. وَمَنْ طَمِعَ أَنْ يَقُومَ أَخِرَ اللَّيْلِ فَلْيُوتِرْ أَخِرَهُ. And whoever has strong desire, hopes to stand in the end of the night, then let him stand in the end of the night. Whoever has strong desire and he knows from himself that he will be able to bi-ithnillahi ta'ala to stand in the end of the night, and let him stand in the end of the night. فَإِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ أَخِرِ اللَّيْلِ مَشْهُودَةٌ وَذَلِكَ أَفْضَلٌ. Because praying the prayer in the end of the night is witnessed. Witnessed, مَشْهُودَةٌ أَيْ تَشْهَدُهَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Meaning the angels, they witness this, and this is better. And this is better. So in general, to pray the witr prayer in the end of the night after sleeping is more virtuous. But for those who are not able, or those who are preoccupied, or those who are busy, or those who are not able to carry their soul to wake up in time, it's more virtuous for them to pray it in the beginning of the night. What is important is that one, he will strive to establish the witr prayer. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions radiallahu anhum and the righteous after them, they will strive to establish the witr prayer. So one, he will establish in the beginning of the night. If it's difficult for him to get up before fajr, if it's difficult for him to get up before the call of the adhan of fajr, and if it's easy for him and it's from his way that he will wake up early, then he will sleep first and then wake up early and pray the witr prayer in this manner. He can draw near to Allah and have a great increase in his faith and have a good strong relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. And whenever one he obtains the love of Allah, then Allah he will guide him. Allah he will direct him. Allah he will protect him. Allah he will aid him. Allah he will grant him success to use the favors of Allah in his pleasure and not in his disobedience. This is from the greatest blessings and favors of obtaining the love of Allah, that the heart will be guided to strive in the love of Allah, and one will turn away from that which is displeasing to Allah. And that which is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal is the witr prayer. establishing that for his sake and seeking his face and his reward, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a believer, he must be diligent. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified the manner to perform that, giving sincere advice. And it's collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhuma, that a man, he came and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the night prayer, kayfa salatul layl, how is the night prayer, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the Prophet, he responded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mathna mathna, mathna mathna, two and two. Meaning one, he'll pray two rak'ah and he'll make taslim. And he'll pray two rak'ah and he'll make taslim. Mathna mathna, in this manner, like this, whatever is easy for him. Whatever is easy for him, two, and with taslim. And then maybe two more with taslim. Maybe two more with taslim, no limit. As he likes, whatever he finds to be good and easy for him. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَإِذَا خَشِيتَ subha. فَأَوْتِرْ بِوَحِدَ تُوْتِرُ لَكَ مَنْ قَدْ صَلَيْتْ. And if you are afraid of the morning rising, any of the coming of the end of the time, to make the witr, then you pray one rak'ah. And it will make that which you had prayed before become an odd number. So the manner to perform it is in this way. One, he'll pray two rak'ah and make taslim. And then if he's finished and he will suffice with this, this is good for him and allowed, alhamdulillah. And then he will pray one. And he will make the witr, and this will suffice for him. Or he will pray two, and then he will pray two more, and then he will make the witr. Or he'll increase in a manner that is beneficial and easy for him, and a manner that he will be able to continue and to be perseverant with regards to. One will not want to try to take on a great large number of the night prayer and then not be able to bear and continue. This is from the tricks of the devil, that one, he will try to bear more than he is able to. And he will perform it one night or two nights or 1 week or 2 weeks. And then in the end, he will leave the night prayer. So it is advised to start with a little number like three and to establish that in one's life. And then whenever one, he finds energy, he's energetic and his soul is light, then he will add two more. He will add two more, making it five. Or he would add more than that as he likes. But this is after it's established in his life. And this is his way that he prays the witr prayer every single night, whether before he sleeps or after he sleeps. So he'll take a number that he is able to continue with. And the advice is to take three in the beginning until one, he can bear that. And he finds the sweetness and the delight in that. And then he would increase in a manner that will not cause him to leave or turn away from the night prayer. It's collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him. He said, Ya Abdullah, لا تكون مثل فلان كان يقوم من الليل فتركك قيام الليل. Oh Abdullah, don't be like so-and-so. Don't be like so-and-so. It's a warning from being like this type of individual. Don't be like so-and-so. He used to stand in the night prayer and then he left the night prayer. So this is blameworthy. This is not good that a person, he will strive to establish the night prayer and then he will leave it. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان عمله ديما. كان عمله ديما. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would establish a non-obligatory action, he would continue upon that way until he died. And likewise, the companions after them, radiallahu anhum, whenever they learned something from the good of the hereafter and those noble and righteous deeds from the non-obligatory actions that are pleasing to Allah, they would perform it and never leave it. They'll perform it and never leave it. And the devil, he will hope that you will leave it. So he will maybe encourage you to perform it in the beginning in a manner that you cannot continue. And then you will leave it. And that is the goal. So therefore, to fight the devil in this manner with knowledge and with light, and to take on that which one can bear from the non-obligatory actions until one tastes the sweetness of that and the benefit of that in his life. And then he will add. And then he will add accordingly. It has been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. That the most beloved deeds, listen to these words of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will move the heart for those who are truthful and sincere. The most beloved deeds to Allah Azza wa Jal, أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. Those that are done consistently, even if they're few. The most beloved deeds to Allah, meaning from the non-obligatory actions. As for the obligatory actions, one, he must be consistent with them daily. Daily until he dies, the obligations. As for the non-obligatory actions, then the most beloved of them to Allah Azza wa Jal, أدوامها وإن قال. Those that are done most consecutively and consistently, with persistence and diligence, never leaving them. وإن قال, even if they are few. Even if they are few. The people of knowledge, they say, قَلِيرٌ دَائِمْ خَيْرٌ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مُنْقَطِعٍ. To do a little bit consistently, to do a little bit of good from the actions of the hereafter, from the non-obligatory deeds, to do a little bit consistently, It's better than to do a lot of that and it's cut off and it's not consistent. Because a believer who is consistent, for example, on the night prayer, only three rak'ah for his life. It's just a few. It's just little. Maybe he'll recite something light and then he will sleep. Or maybe he'll wake up and recite something light and then go off for the Fajr prayer and the likes like this. But he's consistent in this manner daily. So long as he lives, he's collecting good deeds in his scale and he's keeping the relationship with his Lord strong. And he's seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the barakah will descend from his Lord. And likewise, whenever death comes to him, he's upon the actions of goodness. He's upon performing the actions of the hereafter, even if they're few. Even if there are few. So a believer, he will strive in these days, specifically whenever the nights are long, to look into his situation diligently and sincerely with Allah Azza wa Jal, and then truthfully with himself likewise, and choose the time that is good. Establishing it before going to bed, or establishing in the middle of the night after sleeping, or before the time of the Fajr and the likes like this. Striving to establish this great action of worship to the best of one's ability in one's life, and to taste the benefit of that. And the sweetness of faith from striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the non-obligatory fast as well. One who will perform it in the same manner. And these are the days for this. The days are short and the weather is nice. The weather is nice and it's easy to fast. It's not hard or difficult. It's not hard or difficult because of the weather, nor is it hard or difficult because of the time. Because of the time. So a believer who will fast whatever he can, whatever is easy for him, 3 days from every month, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of every lunar month, every Islamic month, or likewise every Monday and Thursday, or several days in a row. However one likes, he can fast in these days, seeking the reward from Allah, checking his soul and his desires, hoping for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this manner, we can have much goodness in our life, in our homes, and likewise in our community. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, we have entered into the month of Rajab, and no doubt this is a sacred month, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has chosen 4 months from out the months to be sacred, and they are Dhul Qa'dah, wa Dhul Hijjah, wa Muharram, ورجب. And Allah, he mentioned about these months, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not oppress your souls in these months. So no doubt, sins and actions of disobedience, they are lowly and detestable. They bring about foul and evil consequences in this life and hereafter and every time and every place. But the severity and the danger and the disgustingness of sins is greater in the sacred times and in the sacred places. So this is a month that is sacred, so one he should remember and be cautious and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the greatest aspects of oppression and from the greatest aspects of disobedience after shirk, binaw'ihi, is to innovate in the deen of Allah azza wa jal. And in this month, the people of misguidance and the people of desires and the people of innovation and those who are ignorant and heedless of the legislation of Allah and the sunnah of their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have innovated many innovations, like the celebration on the 27th night, claiming that it's the night of the Isra and the Miraj, or having a specific fast in this month, or having a specific prayer, Salat al-Raghaib, and the likes like this in this month. This is not legislated. It's not legislated to fast in the month of Rajab any special fast, nor is it legislated to stand in any special prayer, not in the daytime nor in the nighttime in the month of Rajab. So no doubt, one will increase in the non-obligatory actions in a general manner, in a general manner that is legislated, taking advantage of the winter time, but he will not specify this month with a special day for fasting. He will not specify this month with a special night for standing in the prayer, because this is not allowed. And this is the means of introducing innovations into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to specify something that is not specified in the Quran or in the Sunnah, to specify an action or a deed and the likes like this in a specific time or in a specific place, in a specific manner that is only mentioned generally in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, doing innovations will not bring one near to Allah azza wa jal. So this is from the greatest means to be taken away from the mercy and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to innovate in the deen of Allah and to perform actions of worship that have no base in the deen and that have no proof or evidence in the religion. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the hadith of Aisha, which is in Sahih Muslim, man amina amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahu warad. That whoever does a deed that's not in accordance to our affair, it's not in accordance to our deen and our laws and legal ways, not in accordance to that which was revealed to us, meaning revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fahu warad, أي مردود على صاحبه غير مقبول. Meaning it will be rejected. It will not be accepted. It will not be accepted. So to strive to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is legislated in the manner that is legislated, in the manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the manner displayed in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma kfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ihdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma ihdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma ihdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.